The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Just recently, a couple of parishioners gave me the same book, a beautiful work that I'm making my way through right now, entitled The Life of Mary as Seen by the Mystics. And it's a compilation of four different women mystics, two of whom are saints, one's beatified and one is declared venerable. And they received revelations about the life of our Blessed Mother Mary, and so the author brought them all together to try to give the full story. And so I'll base my homily on what this book speaks about. About a week ago, another parishioner sent me an email, and it was entitled, "Our Greatest Defense Against the Evil One." I'm like, oh, gosh, wonder what that is. And I start reading the article, and it speaks of humility. And it says the evil one, he's so proud that he does not understand humility. It remains a mystery to him. And so whenever we choose humility, we not only are defended from his attacks, but we actually overcome them. We are always victorious when we choose humility. And then I thought of the writings of St. Louis de Montfort, and he said this about Our Lady. He said her humility was so profound that she had no inclination on earth more powerful or more constant than that of hiding herself. Not only from herself, but from every other creature, so that she would be known only by God. And so St. Louis de Montfort said, if she was really full of grace, as Scripture says, then that would mean she would have every charism, every gift, every blessing from God more abundantly than any other individual. And so she could have been the greatest orator. She could have been the most profound miracle worker. She could have been the prophet of all prophets. And she chose to be virtually nothing in this world, to be totally hidden for God. And so this is what these mystics say from their revelations. When Our Lady was standing outside, and she heard the man say to her son, "Your mother and your brothers wish to speak to you," immediately she knew that if her son responded, it would draw attention to her. And so she prayed in her heart, "Son, please turn the attention of the crowd away from me." And on another occasion, when the woman approached our Lord and said, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you," again, Our Lady in the crowd prayed to her son in her heart and said, "Please, please divert all attention away from me." A different way of approaching this passage. We ask Our Lady for the grace that we might learn true humility and imitate her in all things.